with the border crisis. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. New York City Mayor Eric Adams traveling to the border city of El Paso, Texas this past weekend. His city's resources have been overwhelmed by the influx of migrants on buses from Texas and other states over the past several months.
New York cannot take more. We can. As we indicated, one day, 800, 3,100, a week and a half ago. But you know what? El Paso can't take more.
The mayor speaking at a press conference Sunday in El Paso, Texas, where he visited a local shelter for asylum seekers and toured a U.S. Customs and Border Protection processing facility. The death toll from a Russian missile strike on an apartment building in the southeastern Ukrainian city of Dnipro Saturday now stands at 35. At least 75 people were wounded, 35 others still missing. Fox's Alex Hogan with the details from Kyiv.
Teams have continued to search through the rubble in hopes of finding new survivors. Hundreds of people came together, both officials and volunteers, searching for the residents who were attacked, including children who are now hospitalized.
Russia claims their recent drone strikes were successful in hitting their intended targets. California is bracing for more severe weather.
Through Wednesday, a look at our rain forecast. San Francisco expecting to pick up about another inch or two. But as we head down into the mountain ranges, our coastal ranges there, Monterey Point South, we are expecting up to 2 to 3 inches in those higher elevations. Los Angeles, about an inch of possibility. We get up into the San Bernardino Mountains, and we are expecting to squeeze out another 2 to 3 inches. But into the San Diego County Mountains, Escondido into El Cajon, where we could see upwards of 5 inches of rain.
That's Fox Weather Media. Meteorologist Jane Minar. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Today is the birthday of the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. President Biden appearing Sunday at the Civil Rights Icons Church. More from Fox's Grinnell Scott.
The president stepped to the pulpit at Ebenezer Baptist Church in Atlanta Sunday, the actual day of Dr. King's birth. He imparted a lesson he says King's life taught him.
We don't know where and what fate will deliver to us and when. But we do, we can do our best to seek a life of light and hope and love and, yes, truth.
President Biden, with his remarks, became the first sitting U.S. president to deliver a Sunday sermon at the iconic church.
A planned overhaul of Israel's judicial system sparking protests this past weekend. More from Fox's Paul Stevens.
Tens of thousands in Tel Aviv gathering in the pouring rain on Saturday, angry at plans by Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu that critics say will weaken Israel's Supreme Court and other institutions. Netanyahu saying Sunday his government plans to charge ahead with a plan that, among other details, grants legislators the ability to pass laws the court has struck down with a simple majority. Netanyahu was also currently facing corruption charges.
Questions arising on whether offshore windmills are responsible for whales washing up on the East Coast.
Lawmakers, fishermen, and activists are calling for a probe into whether offshore wind projects are killing marine life. This after a recent string of whales washed up along the New Jersey-New York coastline. One fisheries liaison telling Fox the White House's initiative to build wind farms to fight climate change could be threatening the lives of whales. Seven dead whales have washed up along the coastline in the last month.
That's Fox's Kristen Mayo. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.